You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do.
Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. All right, you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, and that is a brand new intro for us today. That was Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones' What Time of Day. That was a suggestion coming from Mario Parent. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and I am Simshan from the Simshan Territory. And we are broadcasting this show every week from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Joined in the studio now by Mario, and we also have Josh. If you guys want to give a quick little intro.
Yeah, hi, I'm Mario. I am in the First Nations Indigenous Studies program in my third year, majoring in FNIS, and I identify as Niska from my mother. Josh?
I'm Josh Kiyoki. I'm newly back in Vancouver. I did my first degree at UBC, and I'm back and undeclared. So we're figuring that out. But
where were you when you left Vancouver?
I was in a few different places. Northern Ontario, mostly. Not quite in my own territory, which is the Attawapiskat First Nation. More around the Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie area. Some time in Tanzania. That was fun.
Wow.
But now I'm back, and I'm here, and we're in the radio station here.
Well, thanks for being here with us today. We wanted to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 10. And this week, we are doing a music show called Winter Chill.
Chill.
That was your idea, wasn't it, Josh, that show title?
Winter time is a great time to just settle in, kind of hang out, just chill.
Just chill.
It's very chill. Mm-hmm.
Have this playlist on in the background.
Sure. And you can take some deep dives into music. You get more time.
Yeah. And I honestly wanted to call this show Exam Season and Chill, but Winter Chill sounds pretty good too.
Yeah, definitely after exams, it's much needed to relax.
I'm still in exams. I have two more.
Oh, damn.
Three more.
You have three?
Three more.
Oh, my goodness.
Good luck, you guys. Definitely.
Happy holidays to all. You have exams.
Yes.
That's what the university is saying.
And good
to
luck
us.
To everybody else. So we are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we put together this show to discuss entertainment issues and current events as they relate to Indigenous communities. We are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use this weekly airtime as an opportunity for our own self-representation.
Self-representation in media is something that we as Indigenous peoples do not often have access to. This gives us the opportunity to define who we are as Indigenous peoples instead of relying on inaccurate representations in broadcast media. It can be difficult to find relatable Indigenous role models and people in media more generally. So this is our opportunity to highlight some influential Indigenous people.
And we're going to be doing that all day today. I think we have nine different artists coming up with our playlist.
Pretty good.
And if you're listening to this show and you're wondering how you can become involved, you can always let us know on our social media. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We actually have SoundCloud now. You can find us on SoundCloud where we upload some of our podcasts. But if this show is something that strikes a chord with you, we'd love for you to come out and help out with the show every week. Everyone is welcome. There's no experience necessary. And if you want to get involved, but you don't necessarily want to be on air right away, there are plenty of other ways that you can participate with the collective. Indigenous or non-Indigenous people are all welcome.
Our goal in this show is to center the voices of Indigenous people and to create narratives that empower our stories. So you can follow us at Unceded Airwaves on Facebook or Twitter. If you have an Indigenous artist that we should know about, send us a tweet using the hashtag #UncededMusic. Or send us a Facebook message at Unceded Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on the air. If we play a song that you liked and sent to us, we'll give you a shout-out. This week, we have all new Indigenous music, including our show intro, which was from
Mario. Mario suggested that song.
That was Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones.
And where did you find that artist?
I first heard of them from the Native North America box set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from reading the book that was provided with that, I found out they're all those guys grew up where I'm from, which is up north on Gitxsan territory, as well as Tsimshian and Nisga. So that was really
cool. That's awesome. Yeah, when you said that they were from Kispiox, I was like, oh, I love Kispiox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Yeah, so we're stoked to have that new show intro.
Yeah, we're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to. So let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly unceded events listing to share a little later on in the show.
And today we're Facebook Living it.
Yes.
We're live on Facebook.
It's exciting. Oh, I forgot for a second.
Yeah.
So that's why your phone's over there staring at us.
I hope it's actually angled towards us because I just kind of set it up and then ran over and hit the show intro. So we might have to adjust that in a second. But yeah, you can definitely see what's happening behind the scenes on our Facebook page at Unceded Airwaves. And you can see how the show is produced every week.
Yeah.
So to kick off the show, we have our first song from Jim Pepper. This is Witchintyto from the album The Path. And he is from the Muscogee Creek First Nation. That's from around Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, and northern Florida, as well as the Kaw or Kanza Nation in Oklahoma. And while I was looking up this song, actually, this song was, first of all, a suggestion from Hannah Leung, who is our music programmer here at Unceded Airwaves. But as I was looking up this song, I found out that there's actually a Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival in Portland, Oregon, which has been happening for the past 4 years every September. So I thought that was pretty phenomenal. So we're going to start off with Jim Pepper, Witchintyto. I love the song. Piote kuwenda yana wanga ho piote kuwenda yana wanga ho piote kuwenda yana wanga ho yana ne ene noi. Uchi tato vimewa uhaniko rane yana ne no. Uchi tato vimewa uhaniko rane yana ene noi. Chitato gimewa uhaniko rane yana neno. Chitato gimewa uhaniko rane, uhaniko rane, uhaniko rane. Chitato gimewa uhaniko rane yana neno. Go.
That was Jim Pepper with Witchy Taito from his album The Path. If you like the sound of Jim Pepper and you're interested in learning more about him, there was a really good documentary made by Sandy Osawa called Pepper's Powwow, which looks into his influence on jazz and in indigenous music generally. It's really great. Up next, we have a song from Yayan called Where I Am, featuring Melody McIver.
And while we were looking up Melody McIver, I found a link to this particular song. I don't know if it's really a song, more of like spoken word. Basically, it's a story with Melody McIver playing cello beneath it. And Melody identifies as a two-spirit indigenous person from Anishinaabe territory, which is pretty cool. I think our show is pretty Anishinaabe heavy. There's a lot coming out of the territory for contemporary music, which is pretty awesome. We're going to have this song for you. This is actually an 8-minute song, but I encourage you to stay through the whole thing because it's a really cool poem. It talks a lot about land and how names have come about through the process of colonizing. I'll let you listen to it and check out the song. So this is Where I Am.
Ao Akinyang, Gij Jinkazad, this land has a name. Onish Eja Jinkazo na, what is it called? Nibna Ode Winwok, Gij Jinkadek, Noswagan, Shkawaz Big Minwa Gamink. Many towns, places are called a certain name, namesakes after rivers and lakes. Who named these lands rivers and lakes? Nanabush named it all. This was but one of the requests that Gojimado, a spiritual entity which creates and who is one with each of us, asked of Nanabush. Nanabush woke in the early morning as Gizus, the sun, peaked over the horizon in the east. Then with purpose, Gizus began to rise. Her breath was crisp white clouds floating against the constant changing hues in the sky. They reminded Nanabush of spring salmon, apple blossoms, and tiger lilies. Mino Gijgad, it's a good day. Nanabush gi bagosan dang, and continue to pray. Miigwech Gojimado, gi mijang baka nazid Gijgad. Thank you, Gojimado, for giving me another day on this earth. Nanabush sat in awe of the sun's splendor. Zagidawin, the love flowed through every cell in her being. For the first time, she understood the excitement of the bird's song filling the world each morning, and how the flowers' petals opened to welcome the first rays of Jesus. She wanted to know more. So she did what she was instructed to do by Gojimado. She had to continue her journey across the earth and finish her responsibility of naming places. Nanabush Gibomose Dakamid a king. Nanabush walked across the land. Wewene Gibomose, she walked with care. Giwase Gami Tamagaming, she saw a lake, a deep lake. Midosh Nanabush and Kazat Tamagaming. And so Nanabush called it Tamagami. Nanabush Giwase Nibna Wesinyag. Nanabush saw lots of animals. Giwase Sanguk, Wawashkeshyak, Makwak, Minwa, Giwase Wabozik. She saw squirrels, deer, bears, and she saw rabbits. Ginwa Wesinyak, Gi Minwen Damok. They, the animals, were content. The squirrels chased each other up and down the trees. Wawashkeshyak, Minwa, Makwak, Gi Wisnik, Nibna, Minanan. The deer and the bears ate the plentiful berries. Meanwhile, Wabozik and the rabbits dug up the roots from the ground and ate too. Nanabush watched and learned. Each night under a star blanket covering the earth, she watched a cosmic dance. The northern lights shimmered and swayed. The stars winked their faraway eyes at her. Nanabush blushed. She was so lucky to be alive, she shivered. In the early morning, Nanabush watched Gizas rise in the east. She stretched from the earth like a budding plant. Nanabush Waywane Giba Mose, Minwa the Kamida King. Nanabush walked with care again across the land. Giwase Gichigmi, she saw an immense massive lake. Midosh, Nanabush and Kazad, Gichigmi. And so Nanabush called it a great lake, now known as Lake Superior. Nanabush Giwase Nibna Beneshiyug, Nanabush saw lots of birds. Giwase Gagashinyak, Dindisinyak, Pichinyak, Minwa Megaziwak. She saw crows, blue jays, robins, and eagles. They, the birds, were content. Ginwa Beneshiyak, Giminwendamok. Nanabush paused and watched. Their feathers catch the currents of the wind. The birds glided with no effort at all. Ah, Yin, I wish. Nanabush daydreamed. She had wings with a rainbow of feathers. As wind trickled across her feathered body, she understood the sense of freedom that birds had with the gift of flight. Nanabush, Waywane, Giba Mose, Minwa de Kamid a King, Giwase Gichizibi, Midosh, Nanabush, and Kazad, Gichizibi. Nanabush walked with care again across the land. She saw a great river, and so she called it the Great River, which is now known as Gichizibi, Kichisipi, or the Ottawa River. Nanabush, Waywane, Bamakjewed, Gichizibing, Giwase Babkejewon, Midosh, Nanabush, and Kazad, Babkejewon. Nanabush paddled with care along the Great River. She saw water flowing over the edge, and so Nanabush called it Babkejewon, Babkejewon, Babkejan. Nanabush, Waywane, Bamakjewed, Gichizibing, Minwa, Giwase Michizibi, Midosh, Nanabush, and Kazat, Michizibi. Nanabush paddled along the Great River again. She saw a huge, giant river, and so Nanabush called it Michizibi, Michisibi, and it's now called Mississippi. Nanabush walked past a large body of water and kept on walking to the land where lots of spirits dwelled. Aujin Kazid, Manitoba. This she called Manitoba. Nanabush, Waywane, Gibamose Minwa, Gibamose Minwa, Gibamose Minwa, Giwase, Gajeshkejawan, Midosh, Nanabush, Jinkazad, Gajeshkejawan. Nanabush carefully walked and walked and walked. She saw a swift current, a swift river, and so Nanabush called it Gajeshkejawan, Saskatchewan, or some call it Saskatchewan. Nanabush Gi Bumased Bebejik Bebnegi, Nanabush Gi Jinkazad, Kina a King, Gamig Minwa Zibig. Nanabush walked on, one by one, little by little. Nanabush named all the land, the lakes, and the rivers. Midosh, and so, if you listen with care to the names of the towns, cities, rivers, and lakes, you will hear Nanabush naming those same places. You will hear those Anishinaabe ancestors calling the land by its original names.
All right. You just heard a couple songs there. First off, you heard Ya Yan, Where I Am, featuring Melody McIver. And we didn't give too much of an intro for that song, but that was a poem that was dedicated to Basil Johnson Ba, who's an Anishinaabe language preservationist, writer, and grandfather. And it was inspired by him talking on 95.7 FM Ottawa about Anishinaabe Mohan names for places. And so it's about the land and water and our relationship to it, which I feel like is a very, very much a prevalent running theme with Indigenous music. Do you guys feel the same way about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think, Josh?
I would have to agree. Although I'm also the guy who knows the least about music on this music show.
And the music show was your idea.
Was it?
I'm accrediting it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going down with the ship on that one then.
Well, I don't know. Like, as you like move on throughout the show, like, you're going to hear a lot of those themes coming out of land and water. Some of them actually incorporate sound effects of birds and sounds. Just gives that feeling of being out on the land. And I think that just creates that cultural connection that is so unique to Indigenous music.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's really cool is like, I'm still new to learning and hearing more new Indigenous music, and I think that's something we can share with our audience as well. Is like, hey, come on this journey with us. Here's some really great music that's new to us, could be new to you, and let's talk about it, see what's going on.
And there's so much Indigenous music by Indigenous artists that it isn't just one genre. Like, we were trying to figure out how to do the show, and it was like, well, there's Indigenous artists in every genre. Like, we've done music and everything, basically. So we tried to kind of make this show a theme, but it's winter chill is the theme. It's going to cover a lot of ground.
Exactly. I think that's the safest thing to do.
Including that last song by Chris Dirksen, that was Shift from the album The Cusp. And Chris Dirksen is an instrumental artist and a Juno nominee, an Indigenous cellist and composer. And Chris Dirksen is actually from the northern Alberta region of the North Tall Cree Reserve on her father's side, on their father's side, and on their mother's side, Mennonite homesteaders. So that music is pretty phenomenal as well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that piece. I could definitely see myself listening to that on like a nice somber evening when it's raining out. I definitely hear the theme of water in that song as well, the water droplets. I really enjoy the arrangement, the loops, but as well as just like the gentle playing over top. Josh, do you have anything to add?
I thoroughly enjoy it. Yeah. I don't know. Chris Dirksen has made a lot of really good music that is just nice to think about things too.
Yeah.
So it's really
the SoundCloud account with all the music on it is just like you just hit play and just let it go.
Yeah.
It's great.
I feel like it's good for getting some good reading done.
Yeah.
That is my favorite.
And I just love that song for how, like the way that it was produced, it plays with a lot of like reverb, and like it sounds like it's like reversing certain parts back and forth.
Yeah.
And it just creates a cool audio space, I think.
Yeah, it feels really introspective to me as well. Like, I imagine myself getting some reading done, but really thinking heavy on it, how it makes me feel as well. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Coming up after the break, we have a couple of artists who are Indigenous, but not to Turtle Island. So we have a Sami artist and a Maori artist coming up after this. So stay with us.
People, let me tell you about my best.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tatooine, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
UBC Music Initiative is a student-led club that aims to connect students' music with their community. We host monthly socials for our members to perform in a welcoming environment and to feel more confident in their music abilities. In addition, we offer students on- and off-campus performances that allow them to share their talent and passion while giving back to the community. To learn more, take the initiative by liking us on Facebook or emailing us at ubcmusicinitiative@gmail.com.
That was Madji with Dawn Light. And that song is from a Sami artist that we found on YouTube today. And so, yeah, that song is from her album Beyond. You can find that. I'm going to post it on our Twitter and on maybe on our Facebook page as well at Unseated Airwaves under the hashtag Unseated Music, and you can find that there. Next up, we have a song from a Maori artist. Yeah, this song is from Maisie Rika, and the song title, I think Josh is going to take an attempt at.
Oh, I will. So the song is called Tangaroa Waka Mautai. I'm sure I pronounced at least one of those syllables wrong, but it's a very lovely song.
That sounds a lot closer than what I could have come from.
Okay.
But the album.
The album. So this song is a single off the album.
Wititora?
Wititora. Yeah, okay.
Yeah? Yeah, so that is the album. And you can find this also on our Twitter page. This is Maisie Rika. Check this out. You heard Maisie Rika on CITR 101.9 FM. We are Unceded Airwaves, and we're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And before that, you also heard a song by Madji called Dawn Light. That song, though, by Maisie Rika, which is called...
It's called Tangaroa Wakamautai off of her album Witiora.
So that is a pretty good song. The music video is interesting.
It gave me perfume commercial vibes, kind of, a little bit. But I do like the music. It fits in with the whole winter chill thing we're going for.
Yes.
I don't know. It's the kind of music I might drift down to. I might read a book to while I'm on break. What are you guys doing on your winter breaks?
For winter chill, I've got to make some regalia. 100%. Ooh. Well, Hobie is coming up, right?
Oh, that's right.
And I've joined a dance group in Vancouver, the Lacheen Traditional Dancers, and I don't have anything to wear other than a red dress with some fringe, which is a red dress with black fringe around the front and on the bottom. But we do this dance where it's a salmon dance, and you kind of make movements so that you're like the net catching the salmon. But you need the blanket in order to make the net, and I don't have the blanket part, so that's what I'm going to be doing this winter. I've already started asking questions like, what materials do I need, what crest, and so I'm starting on that path. I don't think I'll have it done for OBA, though. I'm going to try, maybe get started, but I think I might have to improvise something in the meantime.
That sounds awesome. Always good to have regalia, you know, and we all start from someplace. You got to remember that, so...
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going home for the holidays. I'm going to Prince Rupert. And so it'll be great to be like back in my territory and hanging out with my mom. My mom can definitely help me with this because I feel like, you know, you need your community in order to make, you know, things that represent you and your community. So it's kind of hard to do that when you're displaced out of your territory, but trying to make it work.
Yeah.
What are you up to, Mario?
Well, that's great you asked. I'll be participating in the second annual New Hazleton Holiday Hike, which will be taking place in New Hazleton, a hike up the Newtown Lookout.
Wait, is this an organized hike?
Well, yeah, I organized it last year on Facebook. It was a small thing that I started just with me and my friend, but maybe this year it'll grow to maybe just more than myself, my friend, and his dog. So if you're up for Christmas Day coming on out, this is a hike done strictly in your underwear, so
in
it's
the cold.
Not for the weak of heart. Yeah, last year it was minus 10. I hear it's already minus 20 there right now.
Yeah, so. Did you know there's an Arctic outflow happening? Like, it's pretty chilly up there. Even Prince Rupert is like minus 8.
Well, that's okay, because I've been training since, you know, the beginning of the month, just like I did last year.
Yeah,
you know,
you've been training?
Yeah, wearing less clothes, having colder showers. Sorry, you were going to say, Josh?
I was going to ask, how do you train to walk in the woods in your underwear? But that sounds like a pretty good start.
Yeah, I think the first thing I started doing was I also started growing up my beard the second my girlfriend left town. So that's going to help me, a little face sweater.
That's amazing. Actually, one thing I find, like, being from the north, like, because I grew up in Prince Rupert. And, you know, being a kid in Prince Rupert, there isn't a lot of things to do. So oftentimes, you know, you just end up coming up with weird things to do. And, you know, what else do you do when you're in a small town in the north? But you do things that are crazy, including like jumping into freezing cold lakes in like January or whatever.
Exactly.
I always wonder, like, why do people do this?
Yeah.
And I think it's just because like being in the north, you just got to like, you know, keep your foot in there, make sure that you can still survive if you're ever like, if your canoe tips over or whatever. You got to make sure that you still have those skills to survive.
I think I was kind of drawing from the polar bear swim, which I've never done, but, you know, I think I'll do that at some point.
New Year's Day, right?
That's New Year's Day, yeah. But for me, with that, it was a way to kind of get in touch with my friend and give him something to kind of look forward to. He's going through a hard time, so we had a month in advance to prepare for this ridiculous hike up a mountain. It was only a 20-minute hike, but in your underwear, in the cold, it's not the easiest thing. And just the ridiculousness of it all, it was just in good spirit to kind of help uplift him and have something to think about. Later on, I'd come to find out a story written by Richard Van Camp.
Midnight Runners?
Yeah, the Midnight Runners.
I was just Googling it. I was like,
I've seen a short film only just this summer of the Mohawk Midnight Runners, which tells the story of a group of friends. One of them commits suicide, and what his friends do to honor him is to get together on the in the evenings and go streaking, because it was a tradition that their friend would do quite often. And so every night they would go streaking through the town in honor of their friend, their and family members, women in the community.
And each night had a different thing that they were honoring.
Exactly. Yeah. And it followed kind of a tradition of a sweat lodge ceremony, mm-hmm. loosely.
So what are you going to be honoring this year on Christmas when you do your hike?
That's a really good question.
You don't have to answer right now either.
I think, no, that's fine. I think, let's say honoring water, I think that's a really big thing for 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll probably be snowing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I think that sounds maybe something we can all get behind, or at least me and my underwear.
And you know what? You can totally, I don't know if you would want to promote this, but you could do it as like a promotional thing where you let the newspapers know, like, we're all running for this cause. It's important to us. If you get a big group out there, bigger impact it will have.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to start from someplace.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
I sort of passed out at my last polar bear swim, so you have my moral support.
What?
All right.
Okay, now you have to tell us.
Well, I don't know. There's not much more to that. I was in the water, and it was real cold.
Your body was just in shock?
I don't know. I couldn't stand up.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't find this quite so funny.
I mean, it was kind of funny. It wasn't like a serious thing. Like, I wasn't going to the hospital or anything. I just sort of blacked out a little bit. Just a little bit.
I didn't know that could happen, though, from just the cold.
I don't know. It used to happen to me for all sorts of reasons.
Okay.
I had some sort of syncope, you know, just temporary loss of consciousness. Very tall and not very muscular, so I guess the blood had trouble getting to my head or something.
Which, by the way, you did today. You gave blood.
Oh, sure.
We should give a shout out to
my own horn. If you are on UBC campus today and you feel like you're just carrying around a little bit too much weight, you can offload about a half liter of your blood to Canadian Blood Services. They're in the building across from the Nest. I forget what it's called. The Alumni Center,
okay.
Lee Alumni Center. They're on the second floor. Takes maybe an hour if it's your first go.
Perfect time to read a book.
Perfect time to read a book, to think about.
Write a paper.
Not looking at your arm, for a few minutes.
Actually, maybe not writing a paper.
Yeah, maybe not.
No.
But it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
To that.
Totally. All right, we have a couple commercials we got to play here, and then we're gonna have a song coming up by Girl.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
People, let me tell you about my best.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Yeah. cajones son que ni goro carejuíos. So get ni goro a cualquiera. So get ni goro o ni gorra. Cajones son que ni goro o ni gorra. Coscanex carejuíos. Coscanex o ni gorra.
Eyes wide open now, eyes wide open, eyes wide open now. I see you, I see you. Life doesn't end with death, there's a journey left to make. Ancestors watch over us and guide the path we take, guide the path we take.
Eyes Wide Open, which they originally produced for APTN First Tracks in 2008. M'Girl is an ensemble, a collective of indigenous women from many nations making songs and making stories. So they're from Cree, Anishinaabe, Saulteaux, Métis, Tahltan nations are all included in their collective. It's a very catchy tune from them.
It is. And the song's about 4.5 minutes. I like the longer songs for studying, too, because then you don't have a lot of, like, cutting and, you know, trying to figure out what the next song is. I like longer songs, personally, especially for this winter chill episode. But we have another song coming up.
Yeah, we got one coming from a music initiative called Nui Jinan. So this is youth from the Grassy Narrows First Nation with a song called Home to Me.
And basically this group goes around to various communities, and they work with local indigenous nations to create new music. And so they reached out to, or they worked with the Grassy Narrows First Nation, which I think is pretty cool. And we're going to play this and we're going to chat about it in just a few minutes. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is a place where we love the land. Let's work to show our pride.
Keep us safe, keep us free, like it used to be. Don't wanna be tied down. We find love where we're from and beat against the drums. It's a beautiful sound.
Find the path home, feel pulled by the sun, wish I can go. We learn from the past, now we can grow. We're promised a chance that the plants show. Go big, go far, though I know limits. I wanna see change, so my soul lives it. They cut down the trees while we blow kisses. Defend our home while they dismiss us.
Bye. past. Rise from the ruins, keep protecting the land. Don't take it for granted, can't neglect what we have. Stand together as a nation, express what we feel. True conversation, address what is real. Connected to the land, we are one with each other. This is our home to discover.
Youth from the Grassy Narrows First Nation singing Home to Me as part of the Nui Janan tour.
And Mario, you made a really good point when we were listening to that song.
Yeah, that's right. I think what's really important that we're trying to highlight here with the Indigenous Collective on the Unceded Airwaves show is showcasing Indigenous music. And I think what the Nui Janan group is doing is being able to go and record Indigenous community songs that often don't have access to recording equipment. So what we're having a hard time doing with our collective is finding music. So they're making our job much easier.
Totally.
Yeah.
You think they've got like 4 albums out?
Yeah, 4 volumes.
4 volumes,
yeah,
I should say.
Which means they're moving around to a lot of communities. I was saying the Council of the Haida Nation should bring them over because every year they have the youth assembly and they do a lip sync video. But how cool would it be to do a video to a song that they created? I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, beautiful.
So we're just about at the, well, we are at the end of our show. We're a minute over. But before we go, we have an unceded event that we want to share with you. And Mario's going to cover this one this week.
Yeah, that's right. The Eastside Flea Holiday Market is coming up this Friday, from Friday to Sunday, at 1024 Main Street. If you have a chance, go out. Can help support local artists and vendors and get your holiday gifts in.
Absolutely. And I love that because rather than, you know, buying into commercial Christmas where you're expected to go buy, you know, new toys that are produced in other parts of the world and, you know, it's all the emphasis is on buying things. The fact that if you're going to buy something, at least you can buy it from someone local, like your neighbor or, you know, help support our local artists here. I think all of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten are from craft fairs and flea markets.
Yeah, and the other thing too is like even just going out to an event, you know,
you
don't have to buy an item. You can just go for the experience. And I think that's what I really value, you know, as I'm anti-consumerist as well as much.
Yeah,
during
exactly.
The
And yeah, I just think it's a great way to also go out and just socialize with people. Like that's a whole part of the experience of going to, you know, a local flea market or a local craft fair, like the Musqueam craft fair that happened last Sunday. I heard that was really successful.
That's so. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's stuff you can't find on Amazon. So you got to go out. You got to meet people.
In
have
the community.
Those real person-to-person exchanges.
Absolutely. Thanks to everyone who was tuning in on Facebook Live today. We still have the stream going for a few more minutes. Yeah, that's the first time we've done Facebook Live. So thanks everyone for watching what we're up to, which usually is a lot more hectic than this. I feel like today we're a bit more chill.
Very chill.
And I hope everyone could see my Christmas sweater. Not a Christmas sweater. It's a holiday sweater.
Christmas swag.
Some sort of sweater. It has a deer on it.
Yeah. I didn't get to pick my nose this time. I was feeling a little self-conscious. The extra eyes on us, but you know.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who has contributed to today's show, Mario Parent, Josh Kiyoki, and Hannah Leung, who contributed a couple songs today. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and this is Unceded Airwaves, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We're going to finish off the show with a song that was picked by Josh Kiyoki. This was one of your favorites.
I really like this song. It's from Zibuan Rivers, I think is the full name. Based out of Toronto, Anishinaabe, kind of a experimental electronic artist. New EP out just a few months ago called Time Limits.
Yeah.
The song we're playing is called Manitou. It's great.
It's a great song. And they're also signed to RPM Records, which is a new record label that has just launched this year, I believe. And so, yeah, they're highlighting lots of Indigenous artists, and Zibuan is Anishinaabe, so there's that theme going on again. More Anishinaabe folks making music, which is awesome. Yeah, so we're going to play the song for you. Coming up next, we have music for The Observant with Emily. So thanks for being with us.